Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to another edition of Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about running your race. Running your race. There are so many things that we are involved in, so many things that we run towards, and things that we run with. The question we need to ask ourselves is, are we running a race that has purpose? Are we running a race that is based on others' opinion? Are we running a race for other people in general? We need to get to a place where we understand just what it is that God has called us to do. You cannot be running in every single race if you have not trained for it. And the thing that we need to understand is that without us even knowing, God has appointed us in certain races. He has anointed us for certain races. And oftentimes you may find that you end up in things that you have never been called to do. And that is why it is so important that you at least have a basis, an understanding of who you are and where you are called to. Because in God, God knows you. He knows you from your mother's womb. He knows everything about you. It's time to look at the things that you are involved in. It's time to look at the opinions of people that have been suggesting certain things in your life. It's time to evaluate it and understand whether this is your race or this is their race. See, ladies and gentlemen, each and every one of us are called to do something. But many times, people end up doing things that they were never called to do by God. They end up doing things that God has never appointed in their destiny. Now, of course, nothing goes to waste, and anything God can use to his benefit. But the question is, how do we remain on target? How do we remain on track? And that can only be answered when we are in contact with God. When we are listening to all the voices around us except God, you will do everything that your aunt wants you to do, your mom, your father, your siblings, your friends, every single thing that they want you to do. It's easy to become, but we move away from that which God has called us to be because there are moments in our lives where we get confused and caught up with everything that everyone envisions us to be. And that is why it's so important to be connected to God and be connected to the people that pray over you. Because when you are connected to those people, you become what God has eventually, or inevitably rather, called you to be. I want to say to you today, re-evaluate who you are. Re-evaluate where you are. Not because you are doing bad, but because purpose is calling. And when purpose calls, purpose desires a result. And you may be wandering in the wilderness for how many years, thinking, but I'm not going forward. And the reason could be that you have put in a lot of work. But the reason that you may not be going forward in life is because you are not in purpose. Ladies and gentlemen, we will always have a sense of needing peace, a sense of joy that we would want. But those things only come when we enter into purpose. You need to ask yourself this question: who am I running this race for? What is this race about? And how do I become what God has inevitably called me to be? Become what God has called you to be. There are many people that you can think of that may have the best of lives, but they seem so unhappy. There are people that may not understand who they are, and that is because of a lack of purpose. And so I ask you this day, what has God called you to be? How do you need to redefine yourself? What races do you need to run that you have not run? And how do you become what God has inevitably called you to be? It is time to run the race. It is time to run your race. It is time to become what God has called you to be, because God is calling you for a greater purpose. Everything that you may do and everything that I may do may never have the results and the impact the same way that God would have within our lives when we become what He has called us to be. And so I call on you this day, and I ask you to look at your life and look at everything that God has placed on the inside of you, and allow the awakening of God to move on you. When we look at David, we would see in the Bible that David, yes, he was looking after the sheep. Yes, he killed a bear and he killed a lion, but that was never his purpose. And it was easy because everyone just wanted him with the sheep. Everybody just called him Shepherd Boy. But nobody understood that that was never his purpose. His purpose was to rise up and become the king of a country. And if he was not surrounded with the right voices, not hearing God, and not being surrounded by the prophet who anointed him, he would never have gone there. Because it's obvious that when his father brought all his sons, David was the last thought. Nobody even thought of him. Why? Because they chose what his race was. And because they determined who he needed to be, they inevitably tried to take away what God has called him to do. This morning, or rather this afternoon, or whatever time of day it may be on your side, it is time to become what God has called you to be. David rose up and he slayed a giant and became the warrior and the king of Israel, a man close to the heart of God, because he heard God, he heard God, he heard God, and he ran the race that God set before him, not the race that everyone set before him, not the race that he set before him, but the race that God set before him. And so I encourage you today, look at your race. Is that where you belong? Is that where God has called you to be? Or do you need to reevaluate? Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and declare that your Spirit is upon your people. Give them insight, give them foresight. Give them the ability to see and to connect with that which is connecting them to destiny. I ask for this grace over everyone hearing the sound of my voice as I speak it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for joining this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. We will be back next week. For now, God bless and take care.
Stay updated, stay entertained with Active FM on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, LinkedIn, Spotify, Anchor, and everywhere else. Engage with us, like, post, comment, share them out, retweet, and repost. Spread the word. ActiveFM. Radio has never been better.